that in the moment of gravest danger, every contradiction of the human psyche harmonized into a single clear note. That combat was a beautiful thing which nevertheless could eventually lose its luster. A number of months ago, I was part of a detachment pursuing a target in eastern Pakistan. Unfortunately, our intelligence assets proved unreliable. We were ambushed. I was separated from my team and detained for a number of days by officers of the Pakistan Security Service, the ISS. I was tortured, beaten, deprived of sleep. They even cut off one of my fingers. He held up his left hand. The ring finger had been severed beneath the first knuckle. But my abiding thought throughout was that compared with me, they were amateurs. If I were to detain you, a threat to cut off your finger would probably be sufficient to get you talking. A credible threat to do the same or worse to your wife would certainly be effective. But to make me talk, a professional, you'd have to start butchering far more sensitive parts of my anatomy, and with serious intent. May I ask how it ended? I wouldn't like to spoil your lunch. If you wouldn't mind, it may be relevant. Very well. I feigned a breakdown. My two interrogators released my handcuffs so that I could write a statement. I put their eyes out with a ballpoint pen, then ruptured both their windpipes before snapping their necks. One of them had a sidearm. I relieved him of it, and there followed a lively period of confusion, during which I managed to extract myself from what turned out to be a moderately well-fortified compound on the outskirts of Quetta.